to Kevin J. Hood, you're officially locked in.
Put your hands up in the sky.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Captain J. Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us here as we go to the hotline.
That'd be the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
We turn to a Super Bowl champion and our teammate on Unsportsmanlike, 5 to 7 right here on ESPN 1000 with Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman. It is the great Chris Canty, and he joins us here on ESPN 1000. Chris, it's Captain J. Hood. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, good to be on with you guys. J. Hood, what up, though?
What's cracking? Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I got the call, man. I was wondering whether or not we were still cool because you ain't had me on since I jumped on Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, man, we've been busy.
Yeah,
it's not you, it's us, and that means the Bears.
And we've been talking about you, Double C.
Yeah, exactly. The Bears put the fun in dysfunctional, right? Like, they keep you guys busy with everything they've had going on through the first quarter of the NFL season.
So we have heard, like, I listened coming into work.
Every morning.
They need to trade Justin Fields right now. No, they do not. They need to let the next 12 games play out and see, is that the guy we saw the last first three quarters of Denver and the whole game against Washington? Is he better than that? Is he worse than that? Trade him now. Come on now, man.
Well, Cap, here's the deal. Do you think that you're going to see anything across the next 12 or so odd games that could justify the organization passing on Caleb Williams or Drake May? Because that's the question that you're asking.
Yes.
It's not about whether or not Justin Fields is going to be a good quarterback. It's, do you think he's going to be better than this current crop of quarterbacks that's coming out of college? Do you believe that he's better than the guys that just came out in 2023? The opportunity cost that's facing the Bears is the biggest issue that I have with staying with Justin Fields, not to mention the fact that this guy is going to get more expensive. They got to make a decision on his fifth-year option, spring of 2024, and that usually coincides with contract negotiations. So the cost for what you're getting from Justin Fields is going up. And for a quarterback that was at the helm during a 14-game losing streak for this team, a quarterback that across 30 starts has only got 6 wins to show for it, I just can't justify that level of commitment for Justin Fields for the foreseeable future. And if that's the case, if I'm still asking the question today about whether or not he can be a franchise guy, I think I have to lean toward the answer to that question being no. And so I don't want to risk devaluing a player that could be an asset and potentially impact the ROI on a trade that could happen at the deadline, especially when teams are going to be desperate for upgrades at the quarterback position.
What happens if he goes out the next 12 games and looks like he did against Washington and Denver, and you go, wow, that guy has turned the corner. Offensive line got healthier. DJ Moore's a huge addition. And you look, wins or losses, I mean, the defense is terrible here. We understand that. And all of a sudden you go, I could ransom off the Caleb Williams pick because I know my guy here can play in the NFL. I don't know yet if those other guys can.
Well, you don't know if Justin Fields can. Again, we're talking about a big if. If Justin Fields goes out there and plays like he did against the Washington Commanders. Well, how many games do we have where Justin Fields has played like that across 3 years?
But I'm giving him the next 12 games.
Yeah, okay, but you've already given him 2 seasons. And I guess my point is you passed on it. You made that decision already in 2023. And based on what we've seen from Justin Fields and what we've seen from C.J. Stroud through 5 games, I don't know. I think C.J. Stroud might be a quarterback. Going to go out on a limb and say that. We don't know that definitively because it's such a small sample size. What I do know is we're in year 3. We're continuing to ask the question, and there isn't a whole lot of results that we can hold on to, a lot of tangible evidence that Justin Fields will ever materialize into a more consistent performer and, or I say, a franchise quarterback.
Chris Canty, part of Unsportsmanlike 5 to 7 right here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. As I told you on Friday, Chris, again, you know football like anybody else and know that it's not just about the quarterback, it's about the team. If we look at the Bears last year, the tank was set up. We know that, right? You throw the ball to Smith Marset and to St. Brown, the wrong St. Brown, and think that you're going to be able to win ball games. It just wasn't going to happen. It was set up.
And even when you threw it to Smith Marset, he fumbled at the end of the Vikings game and you lost.
Well, right.
It was bad.
Listen, you thought that maybe Justin Fields could pull some of these wins out of the fire, but again, bad defense that could not get home, they could not get sacks, an offense that could not get right, an offensive line that was rickety. You weren't winning ball games. So you turn the page of this season, and it was a surprise to all of us that the Bears started off 0-4, and I'm just saying that it's almost like a reset for Justin Fields. If you think he didn't belong to be on this ball club, that's fine, but I think that at the end of the season, that will tell you a greater story than we could ever tell on whether or not he's going to be the guy or not. You don't have to make that decision yesterday. You can make it at the end of the season. And then if you want to move on to Caleb Williams, go ahead.
Well, Justin Fields has never played a complete season, too. Now, there are a lot of different reasons that we can point to that, but there is a concern with a player that runs as much as he does, that has the history that he does, that there could be a situation where he's forced to miss time. So I'm building a little bit of that in there, I'm factoring that into the math. But here's the other part that we didn't talk about as to why I think it's smart for them to move on from him sooner rather than later. The Chicago Bears, the way that this team is trending this year, they're going to likely be in the market for a new head coach and potentially a new general manager. If you're talking about bringing in a new brain trust for the Chicago Bears, don't you think that you might want to let those individuals have their pick of quarterback? Don't you think that it might be best to have a fresh start on all fronts? Don't you think you would rather be a situation where you reset the clock on the pay scale at the quarterback, given where the Bears organization is in their program building? To me, these are all reasons that you would point to and say it makes sense to move off of Justin Fields. Again, this is not an indictment on Justin Fields' ability. I think people get it twisted when I'm talking about this. I think Justin Fields can be a good quarterback. I think Justin Fields can be a quality starter in this league. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be better than C.J. Stroud. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be better than Caleb Williams. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be better than Drake May. I talked to a person that does this for a living, does scouting, college scouting for the NFL, and they told me when you're doing the breakdowns for Caleb Williams and Drake May in comparison to Justin Fields, it ain't even close. Justin Fields is not in the same class of quarterback. He's not in the same class of prospect. He's not. Now, those guys may never materialize. We know how the NFL draft is. We understand that it's a crapshoot. What I'm saying is it's as much of a gamble staying with Justin Fields as it is drafting one of those dudes. And if it happens to be a gamble, I would like to err on the cheaper side of that gamble and give myself 3 more years of quarterback play on the cheap with a rookie deal with Caleb Williams or Drake May than I would want to with staying with Justin Fields, exercising the fifth-year option, and having a lock into a contract, paying him $45, $50 million a year.
I do not see a scenario where Ryan Poles is not here. Matt Eberflus, different story. But Ryan Poles, 6-year contract?
Yeah, brother Poles get
he's going nowhere.
He gets at least 2 coaches, can't he? At least 2.
No. I didn't say that they would fire him. I said there's a I'm just simply saying that there could be a situation where you're talking about new decision-makers in the building, including the head coach and possibly the GM. If they hang on to Ryan Poles, great. More power to him. I'm happy for him. But what I'm simply saying is this. When you look at the opportunity cost for the organization in its totality across the 2 quarterback drafts, 2023 and 2024, I think it makes it hard to justify staying with Justin Fields given the body of work.
Chris Canty, you have ties to Chicago, do you not?
Oh, yeah. My wife is from Chicago. Born and raised in Beverly. We got married at the Chicago Cultural Center. Yeah. Y'all know I got ties there. I'll be in the studio all the time, man. Stop.
Well, I just want to make sure that Unsportsmanlike spends enough time in Chicago. I mean, you're the voice of that show that you do every morning, so I expect you to be kicking it here in the spring and summer times.
I just want to make sure I get an invitation to join you guys in studio because it took me over a month to get the invite to jump on and do the hit with y'all. I just want to make sure when I'm in town, I can actually come and sit on the State Street side studio with you guys if that's cool.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. You let us know when, and then we'll go out and sit on the patio at Chicago Cut.
Yeah, and there's
there you go. Oh, now you're speaking my language, Cap.
There we go. We'll keep the key under the mat for you. No problem.
Hey, when you were playing and you had to go up against the Bears, like, they had Olin and all these other dudes up there. Do you remember going up against those Bears teams?
I do remember going up against those teams, and there was a game when I was playing for the Baltimore Ravens. I think it might have been 2013, and we had a little bit of everything in that game. I mean, we had the rain, we had thunderstorms, there was a tornado. After the first quarter, we had to go sit in the locker room for 2 hours and then come back out and try to play. That was just a wild time, man. And I think we ended up losing that game, got stopped at the goal line as time expired. But, yeah, I remember going up against some of those Bears teams, man. It feels like the organization is a far cry from what they were back then. I hope it gets turned around in short order. And I know we have a lot of the criticism aimed at the quarterback, but Justin Fields by no means is the biggest issue with going on with the Bears right now. There's a lot of problems going on with the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields is on down the line when it comes to the futility that we've seen from them.
You had four solo tackles in that game, a tackle for loss, a quarterback hit, and you guys lost in overtime to the Chicago Bears on November 17, 2013. Chicago wins 23-20.
That's the game.
As always, man, thanks so much for coming on the show. You're always welcome.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
You're the man.
It is Chris Canty from Unsportsmanlike with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Unsportsmanlike 5 to 7 right here before we come on the air on ESPN 1000.